Ever notice like when you get something new like a phone case and the color is just kind of like a little bit off from what you saw online?
Oh, yeah.
Or like those kids' toys, you know,
Yeah,
those
no, totally.
plastic blocks and one of them is just slightly different than the others.
Happens all the time.
Well, we are diving deep today into why that happens.
Okay.
We're talking injection molding color consistency.
Sounds good.
And we've got this really cool article that breaks down like all the science behind it.
Awesome.
It's pretty fascinating stuff. Like, did you know that like even humidity can impact the color of a product?
It's true. There are so many factors that people don't even realize go into getting that like perfect, consistent color.
Yeah, it's easy to just kind of glance over it and think, "Oh, it's just like a little aesthetic quirk."
Right.
But really in manufacturing, consistent color can be really important, right?
Absolutely. Because a lot of times it's like directly linked to the quality and performance of the plastic itself.
Oh, so it's not just about like making things look pretty.
No. It's about making sure that the plastic behaves the way that it's supposed to.
Huh. Okay, so where do we even start with this? Is it as simple as like the raw materials themselves just not being consistent?
Well, that's definitely a big part of it. So think of pigments, which give plastic its color, just like spices in a recipe.
Okay.
And just as different batches of spices can have varying intensity, the quality and consistency of pigments can fluctuate too.
So even if like everything else in the process is totally perfect, you could get a bad batch of pigment and it could just throw everything off.
Exactly. It's what the article refers to as like unstable pigment quality,
Okay.
and it can lead to like noticeable color differences in the final product.
Wow. Okay, so it's not just the pigments though, is it?
Yeah.
I've noticed that like even clear plastics can sometimes have like a slight yellowish tint.
Right. And that's because the base resin itself can also have slight color variations.
Interesting.
So when you add pigments on top of that, those variations can become even more pronounced.
It's like trying to bake a cake with two different types of flour.
You might not notice the difference like on their own, but once you mix them together.
It can totally change the final result.
Okay, so we've got to worry about the pigments and we've got to worry about the base resin. What else?
Well, we also have to think about contamination.
Oh, right.
So even like microscopic dust particles or a tiny bit of a different type of plastic can cause noticeable color shifts in a batch.
Wow.
So manufacturers have to be like incredibly vigilant about cleanliness and storage.
So, like one little speck of dust could ruin a whole batch of plastic.
It's possible.
Yikes. Okay, so it sounds like getting the raw materials right is just the first hurdle.
Yeah.
What happens once those materials actually enter the injection molding process?
Well, that's where we start talking about process parameters. Things like temperature, pressure, injection speed, back pressure.
Oh, that sounds a little bit like high school science class coming back to haunt me.
A little bit.
Can you break it down for us, like regular folks?
Of course. So let's start with temperature.
You need really precise temperature control throughout the process because uneven heating can lead to variations in how the plastic melts and flows,
Okay.
and that can cause those color inconsistencies that we're talking about.
So like if one part of the mold is hotter than another, the plastic's going to melt differently, and so the color won't be uniform.
Exactly.
Okay. So temperature's a big one. What about pressure?
Yeah, pressure is important too because it ensures that the molten plastic fills the mold cavity correctly and consistently.
Gotcha.
So if the pressure is unstable, you might get uneven density in the final part.
Okay.
And guess what? That can affect how light reflects off the surface and lead to perceived color differences.
So it's all about like how the light bounces off of it.
It all plays a part.
Okay, so pressure's got to be stable. What about this injection speed thing?
Yeah, injection speed is literally how fast the molten plastic is pushed into the mold.
Got it.
If it's too fast, it can create turbulence and uneven mixing, which again leads to color variations. And if it's too slow, the plastic might start solidifying before the mold is filled, causing a whole other set of issues.
So it's going to be like just right.
Just right.
Okay, and then you mentioned back pressure too. What's that all about?
So back pressure is the pressure that builds up in the barrel of the injection molding machine,
Okay.
and it actually impacts how well the plastic melts and mixes in the first place.
Interesting.
So incorrect back pressure can lead to inconsistent plasticization, which then snowballs into color inconsistencies down the line.
It's amazing how much science is packed into something as simple as making a plastic toy.
I know, right?
And we're not even done yet. We still have to talk about the mold itself and even the environment surrounding the whole process. Wait, the factory environment can impact the color too.
You bet.
I had no idea. This is a lot deeper than I thought it was going to be.
You're in for a treat. Let's take a closer look at the mold itself first.
Okay, so we've got our raw materials all figured out.
Right.
And we've
navigated.
We've navigated the...
Hey, the delicate dance.
The delicate dance of all those process parameters.
Yes.
But now you're saying that the mold itself can mess things up.
The mold can definitely cause problems, too.
That's crazy.
It is.
It's like realizing that your baking pan is warped, and that's why your cake is always coming out all lopsided.
Perfect analogy.
So the mold, it's essentially like a negative space where the plastic takes shape.
Exactly.
And
just like a baking pan.
Just like a baking pan.
Any imperfections or inconsistencies in the mold surface can impact the final product.
Oh, wow.
And one of the key factors here is mold temperature.
Okay, so we need the plastic at the right temperature.
Yes.
But the mold itself has to be a specific temperature, too.
Yes. The mold temperature is crucial because uneven mold temperatures can cause uneven cooling rates in the plastic.
Okay.
And this can lead to variations in density and crystallinity.
Got it.
Which impacts how light interacts with the surface.
Boom.
Cake discrepancy.
It's like if you're baking cookies on one of those like wonky baking sheets where like some parts of the sheet are hotter.
Right.
And so like those cookies bake faster.
Exactly.
And maybe even brown differently.
Exactly.
Than the others.
That's a great way to think about it.
Okay, so it's not just about like the overall temperature either.
No.
Because some molds have like multiple temperature control zones.
Right.
So you can have like precise heating or cooling in certain spots.
Precisely.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, and this is especially important for like really intricate parts that have varying thicknesses.
Okay.
Or for materials with specific cooling requirements.
So it's kind of like having different climate zones in your house.
Yes.
Like you want the living room to be cozy, but you want to keep the wine cellar cool.
Exactly.
It's like that, but for plastic.
Makes perfect sense.
Okay, so besides temperature, what other mold-related things mess up our color?
Well, proper venting is really important, too.
Venting.
Yes. Mm. You see, as that molten plastic fills the mold, the air needs somewhere to escape. And if the mold isn't properly vented, air can get trapped.
Ah.
And that creates those unsightly burn marks or bubbles on the surface.
Oh, yeah.
Which obviously mess with the color.
I can picture that.
Yeah.
It's like
a bacon.
When you forget to poke holes in your pie crust.
Exactly.
And the steam builds up.
Yay.
Creates all these air pockets.
Yep.
And it ruins that perfect golden brown finish.
Exactly.
Ah, that's so frustrating.
It is.
Okay. And then on top of all that, even if you have like a perfectly made mold.
Right.
Over time, it's going to get wear and tear.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, so scratches, dents, or even like microscopic pitting can affect the way plastic flows within the cavity.
Oh.
And this can lead to subtle variations in thickness and surface texture.
Okay.
Which ultimately impacts color uniformity.
So it's like when you use like a well-seasoned cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
Over time, it gets those little imperfections.
It does.
They give it character.
It does.
But they could also impact how evenly something cooks.
They can.
This is making me wonder about the solutions, though.
Yeah.
Your article mentions some pretty high-tech ways to deal with these issues.
They're using some really cool technology.
Yeah, you know, what are they doing?
Well, for temperature control, some manufacturers are now using conformal cooling.
Conformal cooling.
Yes, it's this incredible technique where the cooling channels within the mold are designed to, like, precisely follow the contours of the part.
Wow.
So this allows for much more even cooling and drastically reduces the risk of those color variations.
So it's like having a custom fitted cooling system.
Yes.
For every little nook and cranny of the mold.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
It is.
What about those venting problems?
Yeah. So for venting.
Are there any cool solutions for that?
Mold designers are getting really creative with venting techniques these days.
Okay.
They're using sophisticated software that can actually simulate the flow of plastic and air within the mold.
Wow.
So they can optimize vent placement and size to ensure that those gases escape efficiently.
So they're basically running virtual simulations.
Yeah.
To figure out the best way to let the air out.
Exactly.
That's pretty next level.
It is.
And then for wear and tear,
yeah.
What are they doing about that?
For wear and tear, new materials and coatings are being developed to make molds more durable and resistant to damage.
Okay.
There are even some people exploring self-healing polymers for molds.
Self-healing molds.
Yes.
That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does a little bit.
Okay, so we've tackled the raw materials.
We have.
We've done the injection process.
Yes.
We've talked about the mold.
We've covered it.
But now we've got to factor in the environment.
The environment plays a role, too.
This is blowing my mind.
I know. It's pretty amazing.
I was out there like, what happened outside the factory walls didn't really matter that much.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah, even subtle changes in like the ambient temperature or humidity within the factory can throw off the whole injection molding process.
Wow.
It's a delicate balance.
Walk me through this. How does humidity mess with plastic?
So certain types of plastic are called hygroscopic plastics,
Okay.
and these plastics readily absorb moisture from the air.
So the plastic is basically like getting soggy inside the factory.
In a way,
Oh,
yes.
no.
That excess moisture can interfere with the melting and flow of the plastic,
Okay.
and it can cause inconsistencies and potentially even defects in the final part.
Gotcha.
And of course, those color variations are almost inevitable.
So it's kind of like trying to bake bread on a humid day.
Exactly.
You might not rise properly, the texture could be off.
It's a great analogy,
Yeah.
and that's why manufacturers go to great lengths to control the humidity levels within their facilities.
So they're using dehumidifiers,
Yes,
climate control.
they have it all,
Wow.
and special storage for those hygroscopic materials.
So they're creating like a perfect little microclimate
Yes,
just for the sake of plastic.
that's exactly what they're doing.
That's wild.
It is.
And it's not just humidity, right?
Oh.
Temperature outside the mold also matters.
Temperature matters too,
Okay.
because plastics are really sensitive to extreme temperatures.
Right.
So if the factory is too hot, the plastic can degrade,
Oh.
and that can lead to color shifts and potentially weaken the material.
It's like leaving chocolate in a hot car.
Yes.
It melts and gets that weird whitish bloom.
Exactly.
Not a good look.
Not good at all.
So they're basically controlling like the entire environment
They are.
just for the sake of color consistency.
They are.
That's incredible.
It's pretty amazing.
All right, so we've covered raw materials, the injection process, mold maintenance, and even the factory environment.
We have.
It's incredible how much goes into ensuring consistent color.
It is.
But hold on.
Yeah.
The article also mentioned something about clean room practices.
Oh, yes.
What are those all about?
So clean rooms are becoming more and more common in plastic manufacturing.
Clean rooms. I thought those were like only for making really delicate stuff like computer chips. You're telling me that like plastic toys need that level of environmental control.
You might be surprised it's becoming more common than you think,
Huh.
especially as consumers demand higher quality and more complex products.
So even like a tiny speck of dust can mess things up.
Absolutely. Remember, we're talking about microscopic variations that can impact how light interacts with the plastic surface.
Right.
So a stray dust particle can lead to those tiny imperfections that cause color inconsistencies.
Okay.
Plus, those contaminants can also compromise the structural integrity of the plastic itself,
Oh, wow.
leading to weak spots or even
I
breakage.
had no idea it was that sensitive.
It is.
So, what do these clean room practices actually involve?
Well, think specialized air filtration systems that constantly remove particles from the air, creating an ultra-clean environment.
Wow.
And yes, workers often have to wear protective gear like gowns, hairnets, gloves
Oh, wow,
to
girl.
prevent contamination from their clothes or skin.
So it really is like those scenes in sci-fi movies.
It is.
All that for a plastic toy.
All that for consistent color.
But it makes sense now that I understand how much goes into it
It
to
does.
achieve that perfect, consistent color.
Right. It's really a testament to the level of precision and care that manufacturers put into their products.
Yeah.
And it's not just about aesthetics. In
Yeah.
many cases, consistent color is a sign of consistent quality and performance in the plastic itself.
So if I see a batch of plastic parts with even the slightest color variation, that could be a red flag that something went wrong in the process.
Potentially. Yeah. It's a sign that something wasn't perfectly controlled, which could mean other aspects of the plastic's properties might be off as well.
This is making me look at everyday plastic products in a whole new light.
It is pretty fascinating.
It's like a secret code revealing all the complexities of the manufacturing process.
I love that analogy.
So we've covered a lot of ground today,
We have.
from the raw materials to the injection process, mold maintenance, the factory environment, and even clean room practices.
It's a lot.
It's clear that achieving perfect color consistency in injection molding is a challenge.
It
It's
is.
not just about one thing, it's about managing a whole symphony of variables.
It's like an orchestra where every instrument needs to be perfectly tuned and playing in harmony to create a beautiful sound.
Yeah.
And the conductor, in this case, is the manufacturer carefully orchestrating all those elements to achieve that flawless final product.
It really makes you appreciate the skill and expertise that goes into making even the most mundane plastic items.
It does.
I'm definitely going to be looking at my phone case a little differently now.
I think we all will.
Well, to leave our listeners with a final thought-provoking question,
Okay.
the next time you see a plastic product with even the slightest color variation, what might have happened during the injection molding process?
That is the question.
That's a great question. I'm going to be playing detective with every plastic thing I see now.
Have fun.
Thanks for taking us on this fascinating deep dive into the world of injection molding color consistency.
It was my pleasure.
It's been really eye-opening.
Glad to hear it.
And to our listeners, if you have any thoughts or questions, be sure to share them with us on social media. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Until next time, happy molding.